Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo-ho-ho-ho! It is a Friday night, Friday evening, and this is the Odd Couple. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
We will do it live, Bill.
I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Yes, sir. And, man, what a big show we have for you today.
Woo-hoo!
And filling in for the ever-vacationing Chris Broussard is none other than Ephraim Salaam, the former offensive lineman and current Fox Sports Radio weekend host. And coming up on the show, Plaxico Burress will join us in the first hour. Tyler Dragon from USA Today, he's an NFL reporter. He'll join us in the second hour. And Mark Medina, the Funky Cole Medina, the NBA writer for NBA.com. He joins us in the final hour, so we got a great show for you today. And let me welcome in my co-host for the night, the evening, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, Ephraim?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm good. It feels weird to be here co-hosting with you.
It's always with Chris.
Yeah, I'm always with Chris because, as we know, you on your world tour. Like, you're everywhere, man.
I know. You know what, Ephraim? What a summer it's been. And somebody asked me, said, you're never in L.A. I thought you love L.A. And I said, the thing is, when you come back east, you got to come back east during the summer. In L.A., the rest of the year, I'm good. Do you know what I mean? The weather's great. I'm not going to Detroit in November or New York in December. You know, if I'm going to go, I'm going to come now when the weather's great. And I've been bouncing all around. And Ephraim, today I went to the Jackie Robinson Museum. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But, man, put that on your list the next time you're in New York with the kids.
All right.
It is definitely worthwhile. So we'll get into that as well. All right. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Ryan B. is filling in for Rob G. as producer. I like that. Rob G., Ryan B. And Alex, of course, is our able-bodied engineer. What's up, Alex?
Just able-bodied?
Yeah, okay. Our talented, super talented engineer. How's
that's
that?
That's much better. Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Able-bodied.
And, yes, able-bodied, right. And, of course, it's a Friday. That means Steve DeSager's working.
Steve.
So Steve is at the anchor desk, and he'll keep us updated throughout the rest of the program. And this is a great day, Ephraim, for you to be here because, you know, it's funny. I just wrote a column about Tom Brady and this guy not being in camp. And I started to wonder, is this where, you know, he was retired, came back, his wife had booked some vacation and said, no, you're going on this. And the Buccaneers are acting like, well, you know, this is kind of personal, and they're being secretive about it, you know, and all these rumors are coming out. And then today, here's stuff, rumors coming out that Tom Brady is taping The Masked Singer, and that's why he's missing his time with the team. And Ephraim, I'm going to let you go first, because you already know that I think this is ridiculous. And this is part of the thing. If you're not going to commit all the way to football, and I get it, 45 years old, he's been doing this, what, 22 seasons, about to be 23 or whatever it is, and you don't want to come to training camp. When you get to that point, you should retire if that's really what you're doing. But what do you think about, A, them allowing him to be away from the team this long? He hasn't been with the team since August 11th, and they're non-committal on when exactly he'll be back. What's your take on Brady's absence?
When I first heard this, I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's Tom Brady doing this thing. But the more and more I read about it, and as you so eloquently displayed what's happening or what possibly could be happening, now I'm like, you know, I played 13 years. I gave everything I had while I was playing.
You didn't
football.
Miss any training camps. I bet you didn't.
No. And football is the type of game where you have to be all in. All right? You can get yourself hurt, and it's easier for you to let your team down if you're not all in. If this is the case and Tom Brady is missing all of this time away from team to be on The Masked Singer, then it's disrespectful to the game and it's disrespectful to his team. Training camp is hard. It's hard for a reason. It's less difficult than it used to be when Tom and myself, we first came into the league. But it's still hard, and it's that way for a reason, because it's to prepare you for the grind of the season. Tom Brady's played a million years. He's 50 years old almost. He knows what that grind entails. So some may say, well, he knows what it takes to be ready. Tom is going to be ready. This is not a Tom issue that I have. As the face of the franchise, one of the faces of the league, the issue I have is this is a football thing. Right? It's a commitment thing. You can't half commit to playing professional football or any professional sport.
You know what? I love what you just said. I remember when Pat Riley was coaching the Knicks. And I to this day, Ephraim, I'm not lying to you. You know, I was married, I'm divorced, whatever. And I said this to my wife once. I did. And I said, I quoted Pat Riley, either you're in or you're out.
You said that to your wife?
I did.
She was
and
like,
apparently she said, I'm
well,
out.
She was like, I'm out.
She said, I'm out, which is fine. But you get my point.
I guess.
You got to be in.
It's not fair to those guys in the locker room. It's
thank
not.
You. There's 52 other guys trying to make the roster, and the head of the snake, the leader of the franchise, the face of the organization is gone and nobody knows what's going on and the coach is non-committal. Originally, they said Ephraim, he would be back after the second preseason game, which is, what is that, tonight, right? Against the Panthers. So he was supposed to be back Monday. They talked to Todd Bowles, the new coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks. He said, we'll see. I don't have a time frame. What? You don't have a time frame? The season's about to start in 2.5 weeks. What do you mean you don't have a time frame?
Yeah, it to me, everything that's transpired, including the leaked things from, or not leaked, but the things that came from Miami and the tampering charges, it seemed like Tom Brady was trying to put a plan in place that didn't go well. So he comes back to the league, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's committed to do other things because he did retire. He wasn't done. After Tom's last game, I was like, it's no way that's the last time we see Tom Brady. That's what I felt.
Right.
Then Adam Schefter preemptively broke the story, and it was everywhere. You know, a week later, he came out and retired. Still didn't feel right to me. Playing that well, losing the way he did, it just didn't feel like this was the end of Tom's story. Lo and behold, a few months later, he's back in the league. Those, you know, things that he had said he would do, whether it be the Masked Singer, go on vacation, whatever that is, those didn't change, which normally you would do. You would be like, okay, everything else falls to the wayside. It's training camp. I'm gearing myself up mentally, not only just physically, but mentally for the season. I don't care how old you are and how long you play. If you start playing with the way you prepare mentally in football, that's a great way to fall off the cliff.
Yep, and get hurt out there. You
Absolutely.
Know that you can't be half-baked in the NFL. And I, Ephraim, I just can't believe – I'm going to tell you what I think, because there was even some floated out there that maybe his mom or somebody was sick, you know what I mean, in the family, and that's why the coach said personal reasons. But he said that it was scheduled, so I don't think it could be – that, because the last time, I think, wasn't Brady in the Super Bowl and his mom was sick or having some complication, and they announced it. Give him his space, give the family, hey, he's dealing with his mom, you know what I mean? And I think you put that to bed if it's something like that. Nobody's asking about it, nobody's hounding them, nobody's trying to break his story, right? Because he's handling some personal business, and once you say someone's sick in the family, we get it. Okay. But now for this to come out that it may be the Masked Singer, and we know he signed this big $375 million deal with Fox, right?
Yes.
Hadn't started yet as far as him doing color. He has to retire, but maybe there are other triggers and other things in there, and maybe this was a commitment, and when he talked to the Bucks, he said, hey, it's either, you know, that. I think it's a family vacation. That's what I think it is. I could just picture Tom Brady with some Uggs on and cut-off sweatpants, shorts, and he's dancing to Mamma Mia. You know what I mean? That's the ugly side I have of Tom Brady on vacation.
Whatever it is, it's a reflection on how he's going into this season. You don't schedule family vacations during training camp. I don't care who you are. Look at all of the great players that played this. I'm talking about the great, hands down, the Jerry Rices, right?
Right.
The Montanas, the greats, the Emmitts, Walters, right? Jim Browns. The level of disrespect and the cavalier attitude towards preparing for the season this year with the Bucks, it just seems disrespectful to the guys in the locker room.
Right. Those guys.
There's some new guys. They got new receivers. They got guys, a new offensive line, all kinds of things.
And they're not getting any work with Brady.
Nah.
And I don't know how Todd Bowles could justify that other than...
What could he do?
Beholden to Tom Brady because he won him a Super Bowl.
There's nothing they could do.
They don't want to offend him, right? Oh, my, he's NFL royalty. But there's got to be a sense for a coach to say there's no timetable for him to return. I find that to be embarrassing, Ephraim. Embarrassing for Todd Bowles to have to stand up there and say that.
Well, of course. And remember how Todd Bowles got the job. Right?
Yes.
He was gifted the job.
And let me tell you this. I still believe, and I have no evidence of this, Arians and Brady had a little rift, too.
Yes,
and
yep.
when he retired, and then all of a sudden, Arians retired out of nowhere. Would you agree with me? Out of nowhere.
100% out of nowhere.
And then all of a sudden, Tom Brady was coming back. I think there could be a link there. I mean, they said to Arians, you could have a job upstairs, still be getting paid, you know what I mean, and spin it that you is too much for you and all that. I didn't see Bruce Arians, especially since he just won a Super Bowl, right, and had a chance to get back at least to the NFC Championship game, right? Had it not been.
Yes.
I mean, so we weren't that far away, and then you retire? I thought that was fishy.
Yeah, to me, things aren't – well, they're adding up now. They didn't fit into place prior, but they're adding up now, and I just don't like it for someone who dedicated a large portion of his life to playing in the NFL just to see the approach – That's happening, right? You gotta go, and you gotta, if you want to go away, then go away. If you want to play, then come play, and you have to abide by the rules set that everybody else. You think the second string receiver could go on a family vacation right now?
No. You would be cut and never be picked up by anybody else because they would say you're not committed. And then people who will make excuses, well, Brady's 45. He's trying
matter.
To save his body.
Commitment
no.
is commitment.
You're right.
I'm 46 years old. I've been married 16 years, been with my wife 19 years. I can't go in there tomorrow or tonight and be like, look, we've been together 16 years. I want to, you know, go do this. Like, if I'm committed, I'm committed.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with.
hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky flashback Friday. You hear Alex, he's in the crates, no doubt about it. Our phone number, 877-99 on Fox. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, filling in for Chris Broussard. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, would you lose some respect for the golden child, Tom Brady, if you found out he's missing training camp because Ephraim, he's doing the Masked Singer. He's a bunny rabbit. He's the quick chocolate milk bunny rabbit. Is that what he's doing?
I don't know. Maybe that might be it. Let's find out what the people think. Bobby, you in Florida. You on the Odd Couple. What you think?
Hey, Rob, Ephraim. Rob, honored to talk to you again. I've talked to you before. Ephraim, I listened to you and Brian on Saturdays.
Thank you, Bobby.
Rob, appreciate you.
Rob, you're way off. This is what I get upset with about.
All right,
I know you're a Brady hater. But, you know, doesn't anybody, not only Brady, but everybody, if they're going through something that we don't know about, why do we always have to speculate this? And he's doing something bad for the team. Brady has always shown honor and played with great respect and respected his teammates. Always. And this one year that we don't know that something's going on, everybody's ready to crucify him.
Now, Bobby, let me ask you this. Okay, Bobby, let me ask you this, though. I'm asking you, okay? I hear your point, but as a guy gets older, he's 45, you try to cut corners. Like, I don't want to get hit. I don't want to practice. I don't want to do as much. I can still play the games. And you try to figure out a way of getting around that. And Ephraim, that's what it feels like. I don't know about the other stuff. If it was something serious, then shame on the Bucks for not letting everybody know. You don't have to give me details, Ephraim, right? Just tell me he's got something serious going on in his life. He's got to take care of it. And leave it at that. And you guys, we're everybody knows on the team, we're all supporting Tom Brady. He has our prayers and love. And then nobody would question it. But that's not what they've said.
No, it's not. And about, you know, Tom Brady and his integrity to, well, there was this thing called Deflategate. But, you know, that's it. That's in the past.
Exactly.
Let's move on to Hunter in Tennessee. You on the Odd Couple. What you think?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Hunter?
I enjoy listening to y'all every day.
Thank you, buddy.
I think Tom's done great things, as we all know. I think at the end of the day, I feel like he's still putting the team in the game and everything about the game first. I mean, I get what the other guy was saying, and it kind of made me daunt on what I was going to say. I still think he's putting everybody first. Maybe we should cut him some slack, but at the end of the day, I don't know everything, and it seems like the Bucks doesn't know everything either.
Right.
So that's kind of why I'm wishy-washy on it.
But see, that you just said it. It doesn't sound like the Bucks really know.
There's a way of handling these things and doing PR and letting people know, like, there's a situation. And Ephraim, I brought it up before, during a Super Bowl, something was going on with his mom, and they told you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yes.
They told you. They put it out there, and people sent their warm well wishes and prayers. That's what happens if somebody's going through that. We understand that. This is suspicious. Thanks for the call, Hunter. Let's Ephraim, let's take another one.
Okay, we got Tony in Texas. You on the Odd Couple, what you got?
Well, great show. I just
Thank
say
you.
That Tom Brady, you know, I think it's something that he planned before he went back, that he was going to have to take this time off. That's why he showed up to training camp. I'm more sure all his teammates know, everybody who's close to him and his coach and management, which is the most important thing, and they're probably keeping it on the quiet like they did in New England. And, I mean, this is not the first time he does that. He did it twice in New England. He took family vacations when he was in spring practice, so I don't think it's such a big deal. Unless he comes out and throws five interceptions, they lose the first three games. But if they win, you know, the first three games, I think everybody will forget about it.
Yeah, but Tony, spring practice, number one, is voluntary.
Exactly. That's totally different from the training camp to start the season.
If I miss spring workouts, nothing happens. I might get a phone call from a coach like, hey, where you at? I mean, that's actually happened to me before. But if I miss training camp, and if it's not excused, that's a fine, a hefty fine, up to $14,000 a day. And on top of that, it's all mandatory.
Hey, is Mark there in Sacramento? Can we squeeze him in?
Yeah.
Let's get Mark.
We got Mark from Sacramento up next. Sacktown!
What's going on?
Had to call, Sack.
What up?
Heard you feeling in Sacktown. Had to call and pay my respects, man.
I know you. That's why I wanted to get you in there, Mark. Go ahead.
Real quick, I think there's a couple of different points here, and I'm going to get to Draymond in a minute. But this new media and this brand thing, these guys now cross over. They don't seem to pay attention to the job at hand as much as they used to, and I think it's affected Tom Brady. And I go back to Draymond Green. Draymond Green he couldn't get away from his podcast during the finals. He couldn't get away from it. So I'm just saying this new media branding, it's a different time. And I'm 66, Rob. You know, I'm an old guy.
Yep.
But, man, I'm trying to adjust to these guys not giving their all to the sport they play and this being this media stuff, just pulling them away from maybe concentrating on the game itself. That's the way I see it as an old guy. I'm him, but that's how I see it.
No.
It's affecting them.
I hear you, Mark, and it's hard to get to because we remember when people just put it to be a professional athlete, and Ephraim, you have the ability and hard work to be able to do that. Everybody can't be a pro athlete. Very few people can be a pro athlete. And to be able to do that, you can't take that for granted. It's a lot of stuff that goes in it. All right, we appreciate you guys on the calls there.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check. Check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And now, our guy, Plexico Burress, the Super Bowl champ and co-host of Up on Game. Plax, what's happening? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you guys doing today, man?
What's good, Plax? What's happening, man? How you doing?
Man, I here just taking it easy, man. I here in California. I'm trying to enjoy this good weather y'all got. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Hey, you're trying to enjoy it. Have you seen Tom Brady on the set of The Masked Singer since he's missing training camp? What do you make of this, Plaxico? Is this, if you found out that Tom Brady was shooting some sort of TV show and that's why he couldn't practice with the team, would that you lose some respect for him?
I mean, if that's what we call a personal matter, I guess there's a new meaning of dealing with personal issues off the football field. But just like you say, man, it's Tom Brady. It's the GOAT, man. He's the greatest of all time. But if I was a teammate and seen him up there on the Masked Singer, I really wouldn't have a problem with it, because I know one thing. Come Sunday, 1 o'clock, he's going to be ready to play.
Plax.
He's going to be able to get me the football, and, you know, we're going to win the football games. But listen,
Hold on, Rob. You can't ask a receiver. Okay, you can't.
Yeah, they're selfish. That's right.
If Flags is like, look, as long as Tom Brady is at the game and he's throwing me the ball, we're good. You can do whatever show you want to do, but you can't ask no receiver that, man.
I don't care if he don't practice all week, but come Sunday 1 o'clock when he under center, it's about to go down.
Man, hey, when you're playing, you got to be committed. And if he's cutting corners because he's 45, that's a bad thing. Hey, let me ask you about the Deshaun Watson. I never thought that the six games were going to stand. I thought the NFL was going to ask for more. They kind of punted, and they had offered him 12 games originally. They settled with 11, and what's the fine? $5 million.
Yeah, because he was trying to
circumvent it with that low $1 million contract for this year. What do you make of this? And Deshaun Watson, just even his comments, you know, now that this thing is finally over, what do you think?
You know, I had mentioned that, you know, it's time for him to, you know, move on from that. And I honestly believe that the more and more he continues to speak about it, the more he continues to bring it to light. Now he's getting ready to serve his 11-game suspension. He's going to serve a suspension. I think for him, it's time for him to move on and no longer speak on it. The public opinion is going to be what it is. He can't control that. And it's going to be some difficult times for him to get through going in, playing on the road in those arenas. People are going to be saying things. But he's going to have to be mentally tough, which in a way that we would never be able to experience, he's going to have to deal with it. But we all knew that he was going to get suspended before season. So he took the 11 games, which I think is fair. It's a $5 million fine, and he gets an opportunity to be on the field this year. I think it's a win-win situation for him not losing a whole another entire season.
And you're absolutely right about that. The problem I'm having with this is, like you said, he wants to move on. But when you come to a press conference and you make comments like, I'm going to stand on my innocence.
Yes!
And like you, when you start dropping those out there, you nullify the progress that's been happening, where you're trying to put it behind you, and get, like when you start saying like, I'm standing on my innocence, I didn't do anything, I'm just going to move on with my life.
You can't keep doing that, Ephraim.
That is right. And whoever his publicist is or whose team is, either he's not listening to them, or they need to be replaced, because all people got from that press conference was, oh, he didn't learn anything.
Right.
He's not remorseful.
Right.
He's not sorry. So it stirs the whole thing back up again.
Yeah, but I do think with people on the outside saying is that he's not remorseful, and then he's making the remarks, you know, I'm sorry for anybody that I hurt. I think that he's, you know, trying to reiterate that, you know, maybe some people were hurt, and that is his form of being remorseful, but he's standing on his innocence. But at the same time, he has to show some remorse without choosing himself of his own guilt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just think once you're going to be suspended and the whole thing has come down, this has been a nightmare for him and derailed his career. I mean, let's just be honest. And you got to be contrite, and you got to, like, just say, hey, if I hurt people, I made a mistake, and I'm just going to accept this, and I'm going to be a better person.
No one's
going to hurt you.
That's it.
No one's going to come for you, Plaques. No one. Everybody makes mistakes in life, but you got to own up to it in order for people to start the healing and the forgiveness.
And we're not – there's no admission of guilt here on my part to him. Obviously, something happened.
Something happened that some people weren't happy about.
They were not comfortable with.
Right.
On any level. Whether it's one person, whether it's 20 people, something happened. And just to acknowledge that, apologize from it, and move on, yes. But the other grandstanding and all of that is just going to keep this on his back. And I know this young man wants to get on the field. He wants to play the game he loves, gets paid handsomely for it, and move on. But it seems like he just keeps getting his own way.
If I was in his corner, if I was his publicist, I would instruct him to basically say, listen, I'm answering any more questions pertaining to the accusations and allegations. I'm moving forward. I'm serving a suspension because of the actions that have transpired. I'm moving on from that, and I'm trying to play football. Period. Right. Point blank.
That's it.
There you go. Hey, Plaques, we got one last minute here, and if you're Jacoby Brissett,
How are you feeling that? Like, okay, like I got what? They won't give this guy. Let him go out there and play. They're like they're acting like he can't play. How would he feel right now? Like you're the backup. The starter can't play, and they don't want me to play.
Hey, listen, I was saying the same thing to myself. Jacoby Brissett was just a starter in Indianapolis a couple of years ago. I guess he wasn't good enough for Indy, and then they bring in Carson Wentz, and now Carson Wentz is in Washington. He's been shipped out, and now you have Matt Ryan. This Jacoby is a quality backup quarterback.
Right.
It is the most coveted position in sports, of having a quality backup quarterback. Now, I'm hearing all these talks of bringing Jimmy G immediately and all of these other options. He is the best option for that football team right now that they have on the roster. He's going to go out and win some games. He's going to be effective, and he's going to be able to go out and manage and control the offense, which he showed us when he was in Indianapolis. Obviously, he wasn't good enough there. But if I was him, listen, all he has to do is go out and do and play football, prove everybody that he can be even a starting quarterback, but he's a backup. Just go out and win 7-8 games, and everybody would just shut up.
There he is. Our man, Plaxico Burress, join us here on the iCouple. Make sure you check out their show. He's a co-host of Up On Game with LeVar Arrington. Of course, TJ Hooshman's out of Saturdays, Fox Sports Radio, 1-3 Eastern. Thanks, Plax. Have a great weekend.
Right,
thanks, Plax. Appreciate it,
no
brother.
Doubt. All right, coming up on the iCouple, Rob Parker and Ephraim Salaam. We're going to do a little Shekel City, and I'll tell you about my trip to the Jackie Robinson Museum. Stick and stay. It's Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's a funky flashback Friday. Man, the Jacksons, I mean, Alex, digging deep in the crates with the dusty records. Very nice. It is the iCouple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for the vacation, and Chris Broussard, who will be back on Monday. Yes, he lives. He'll be back on Monday. Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Hey, Ephraim, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook. Here we go. All right, ready? We'll do a couple of West Coast games starting a little later on tonight. First, I have the my first game is the Cardinals at the Arizona Diamondbacks. The over-under for the run total is 8.5. I'm going with the over of the 8.5. Dodgers are at the Miami Marlins. I mean, the Miami Marlins are in L.A. facing the Dodgers. The over-under is 8 run total. I'm going to go over as well in that. And I'm going to take the Padres. The Padres lost last night to Washington. Not a pretty picture. I'm going to take the Padres as my best bet over Washington. Just take them on the money line. Forget about the run total. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, there you go. That's my disclaimer, Ephraim, just so you know, people don't say I had them lose their house or something. Mm-hmm. But I was in New York. I'm in New York, as you know, and today I got a special little private tour of the Jackie Robinson Museum, which is in Lower Manhattan, and it was spectacular, Ephraim. And I don't know, where is Jackie Robinson for you? Obviously, you're a football and basketball player, but he registers with everybody in this country, right?
Absolutely. My 8-year-old is passionately, he loves Jackie Robinson. He plays baseball. I'm one of his coaches in baseball. Even though I didn't grow up playing baseball,
right?
I love the sport.
What's your son's name who loves baseball, and what position does he play?
His name is Elijah. He's a pitcher.
Okay.
And cool. First base.
Nice.
He's going to be 7 feet tall on that mound, too.
Is he? How tall is he?
Brother, his mama's 6 foot. I'm 6'8".
Oh, all right, there you go. I already know. Okay. Wow.
You know what that's about to be.
Yeah, that and you know, is he left-handed or right-handed?
He's right-handed.
Okay. I was going to say he should have put that ball in that left hand.
But that's
anyway.
All right. We teach him how to hit both ways.
Right. You need to be a switch hitter. That's great.
Yep.
And he has a passion for it. But Ephraim, this place was spectacular. It really, I didn't know what to expect. I was excited to go. And, you know, to get a private tour as well was cool. And
of course, it's more than cool, man.
I mean, man, it was cool. It really was. I felt special.
Feel special.
And it's not just baseball stuff. It's his whole life. And they have all kinds of stuff. It's interactive. You can listen to stuff. You can watch. There are videos that you can watch, like 6 minutes long. Not too long, Ephraim, just right to give you a feel. There's one where they're him and his wife are on the bus in Jacksonville. And, you know, they tell him to get to the back of the bus. And as you're listening to Rachel Robinson talk about it, you could also hear the bus moving. I mean, it's pretty well put together. It takes you like you're on the bus. So if you could check it out, it opens officially September 5th in New York City. Put that on your must-see list,
absolutely,
your bucket list. Get to the Jackie Robinson Museum in New York when you get a chance. All right, coming up, hour number two of The Odd Couple. We're talking more NFL, so you know what you need to do. You need to stick and stay.
Unless you're somewhere outside America.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.